We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Chaf Amud Beis. We'll do the Mishnah again. Baal Keri Ma'arer B'Libo. Baal Keri, a person who's defiled because he emitted sperm. So Ezra instituted that they don't overtly say any words of Torah or blessings. So when it comes to Shema, he thinks the words of Shema. He doesn't say them overtly. And the blessings of Shema he does not say, not the blessings before nor after Shema. And when it comes to blessing after the food he ate, so then mevarech lacharav, he makes the blessing after the food, because that's biblical. They know mevarech lefanav, but does not make the blessing prior to eating the food, because that is not biblical. Rabbi Yehuda omer mevarech lifnei mulachayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, he does. Amar Ravina, Rabbi Avina said, zot omeret yehu kedibur dami. Our Mishnah teaches us that thinking the blessing is like saying the blessing, because you see the Mishnah says you have an obligation to say Shema. You don't say it, you think it, that's good enough. Because if thinking the Shema isn't the equivalent of saying it, so then why bother thinking it? Why does the Mishnah tell you to think it? Elamais, the Gemara says, okay, so what do you want to say? You want to tell me that thinking it is equal to saying it? So then then you might as well say it. So if you're going to tell me thinking is the same as saying, so why don't you let the Baal Keri say Shema? Answers the Gemara, Kedashkechan b'Sinai. Just like when at Sinai, Moshe told the Jewish people to separate from their wives, so too Ezra instituted that Baal Keri has to immerse himself to be pure, just like we were pure at the receipt of the Torah. And what? I'm with you.
So we're saying that Ezra, you think that the Takana, so we're talking the Shema is the right time. Okay, let's go with the Shema is the right time. So yeah. Can we say that that Ezra will have the Koach to Mevatel and so the right time?
So that's a good question. You're saying if hearer is not Kedibur Dami, so then how are you, what about the Mitzvah Doraita? Okay, it's a good question. Okay, let's leave that for now. In a nutshell, I'll give you a one-word answer, but I can't expand on it. The rabbis can tell you to withhold from doing a mitzvah d'oraisa when it's b'shev al tase, so that's not such a problem. Okay. So just like at Sinai, it was as though they were learning the Torah. It's as though they were saying the Torah. So that's why Ezra also didn't want people overtly saying Torah when they were defiled. But thinking it, even though it fulfills the obligation, the biblical obligation, but it's not like saying it in that sense that he has to be pure for it. Rav Chisda amar, Rav Chisda disagrees with Rabbi Avina. He says, Hiru lav kidibur dami. Thinking the words of Shema is not like saying them. You don't fulfill your obligation that way. Because if thought equaled speech, then let him just say the Shema. Okay, so what are you going to tell me? That thinking the words of Shema is not the same as saying them. Then why bother thinking it? You're saying it doesn't fulfill the obligation, so then why do it? Why does the Mishnah say that if he cannot say Shema, he should at least think it? Because everyone's saying Shema. Everyone's saying, I believe that Hashem created the world, Hashem runs the world, Hashem is master of the world. And he's sitting there silent. What about you? What do you believe? So that's why we said, at least he should be busy thinking it. The negos bepirka achrina. So the Gemara says, okay, you just want him to be busy? So let him learn other things. Let him learn other pieces of Torah. We want him busy with the same thing they're busy with. If everyone else is saying Shema, let him say Shema too, or at least think Shema. So the Gemara says, wait, what about prayer? Everyone else is busy praying. Vitnan in our Mishnah says, the next Mishnah, if a person was standing in the middle of Shmon Esrei and suddenly he remembers, hey, wait a second, I'm a Baal Keri. So then he shouldn't stop in the middle, but he shortens the continuation. time at the Atchil. So you see from the Mishnah, it's only because he started that we tell him to conclude, Halo Atchil lo Yatchil. But if he hadn't started, we would tell a Baal Keri, you don't say Shema. How come? He's in Shul, everyone else is saying Shmona Esrei. Why don't you tell him to at least think what they're saying? Let him have some hand in it. Who's going to know? If you, you're saying that he sits quietly?
People see that the Baal Tefillah is not, everybody's tired of, but the Baal Tefillah is still there, like, being prevented from praying.
Why? We're not talking about the Baal Tefillah. We're talking about one of the congregants. Yeah. And says the Gemara, Shani Tefillah delet ba malchut shamayim. Shmon Esrei is not about the declaration of God's kingship. You never say melech olam in Shmon Esrei. So prayer is less critical that he show that he's with everyone else. Shema, you're saying Hashem is king of the world. So there, it's more critical to be in with everyone else. Says the Gemara, V'arei birkat amazon l'acharav delet v'amalchut shamayim. What about benching? There you don't have, it's not a declaration of God's kingship, but none, and nonetheless the Mishnah says, Al amazon mevarech l'achav enom varech lefanav. You do make a blessing after the food, even a Baal Keri would. Why do you say that he does that? Ela, no, then the answer must be differently. Kriyat Shema Burkat amazon doraita, being that Shema and benching are biblical, that's why we figured out ways to get him involved in them. The Tfilah de Rabbanan, and prayer is only rabbinic, so that's why prayer, we weren't so pressed to find a way to get him involved. What?
This answer here. I mean, there are those that call the Tefillahs the right way, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot here in Rashi, in Tosas, and there's a lot to discuss here. But okay, let's continue. Yeah, no, we're out of time. Okay.